We're going to do a formal sitting meditation practice. We start by making ourselves comfortable, either sitting on a chair or, if you'd like, sitting on cushions on the floor. And if you're sitting on a chair, allowing both feet to be flat against the floor. If you can, becoming self-supported, so moving your back away from the back of the chair, having a sense of your body being upright. And as you become aware of your body, becoming aware of its alignment to the extent you can, allowing the back, the neck and the head to be aligned in a straight line. And one way you can do this is to imagine there's an invisible thread going from the base of your spine up through your back and up through your neck and head, and it's tied to the ceiling and giving you a sense of your upper body being lengthened, being erect. And then bringing your attention to your pressure of your feet against the floor. And your seat against the chair. And letting your hands lie loosely either in your lap or on your thighs. And allowing your upper body to be upright but relaxed at the same time, if you can manage that. Letting your shoulders be soft, your neck be soft. When you're ready, going ahead and closing your eyes if you'd like, or if you'd like to do this practice with your eyes open, maybe having a soft gaze about 3 or 4 feet ahead of you. And as you sit here, having a sense of dignity, feeling your lower body being grounded to the floor and solid, and your upper body soaring towards the sky, very much like a mountain. Having this very definite sense of taking your seat. And then when you're ready, allowing your awareness of your posture to remain in the background, and bringing your focus to the fact that you're breathing, to the breath moving in and out of your body. looking at where the breath makes itself best known to you within the body. Now, this may be at the nostrils with the sensation of air passing into the nostrils as you breathe in, and sensation as the air leaves the nostrils. Some of you may find it in the chest area, the chest rising slightly as you breathe in and falling away as you breathe out. Others may notice the breath in the belly, wherever it is that you notice the breath in the body, becoming aware of the changing patterns of sensations in that part of the body. Remembering you don't need to breathe in any particular way. You need to strive. Breathing naturally. And cultivating a certain sense of curiosity about the breath. Is it deep? Is it shallow? Is it quick breaths? Is it slow breaths? How are you experiencing your breath at this moment? Maybe noticing how each breath is slightly different from the one before it. Tuning into the rhythm of your breathing. Feeling the breath as it enters the body, the slight pause as it turns around, and then the breath leaving the body, before once again turning around and moving back into the body. What do you notice about this rhythm? And from time to time, you'll notice that your attention has been taken away from the breath. Maybe it's gone to follow a thought or a sensation in the body. Maybe even it's following an emotion. And when you notice that your mind has wandered, acknowledging where it's got to. And very gently, but with firm intention, bringing your focus back to the breath, to the anchor of the breath. remembering that it's impossible to stop the mind from wandering. This is what the mind does. So not trying to stop the mind from wandering, not fighting against it. Gently acknowledging where your mind has gone to. And knowing that when you notice your mind has wandered, that at that moment you are fully aware, awake, and in the present moment. Now, if your mind wanders 100 times, bring it back 100 times to the breath, to this anchor, which is always with you. And when you're ready, allowing this awareness of the breath to remain in the background, but bringing your attention to the sense of the whole of your body sitting here. Seeing how the body is. Maybe noticing the movement in the body as a result of your breathing. Seeing where those movements are most apparent. Also checking in to see where maybe there's subtler sensations within the body. And from time to time, you might want to focus your attention on particular areas in the body. Maybe it's your feet pressed against the floor, or your buttocks against the chair. Maybe there's some particular sensations in your back or in your shoulders. Spending some time with these particular sensations. Being aware of the different characteristics that come to your attention. Tinglings, the aches, temperature, moisture. What in particular do you notice in this moment? Remembering you don't need to feel in any particular way, you don't need to feel any particular sensations or lack of sensations. Intention is to look at what's actually happening. To the extent you can, accepting what is actually happening. And when you notice that your mind has wandered, acknowledging where it has gone to and gently bringing it back to the anchor of the body and your breath. Again and again, bringing your focus back to your anchor. Knowing that this is the essence of mindfulness. Being aware of what is actually happening. You may notice particularly difficult sensations or areas of tension in the body that constantly are bringing your mind to them. Maybe it's an ache in the back. Maybe it's a sense of discomfort somewhere in the body. If you notice this and notice that your mind is continually being drawn to it, knowing that you have a number of options you can use to deal with this. One option is to adjust the body to reduce that area of tension or discomfort in the body. If you choose to do this, maybe doing it in a mindful way. Noticing your intention to move and then moving and noticing what happens as you move. Before coming back to the sense of the breath and of the body. Another option is to choose to stay with that discomfort. And using the breath maybe to move towards it, not fighting it. Using the breath to soften around it. Breathing into the area of discomfort and allowing some of that discomfort to flow out with the out-breath. Maybe seeing what changes occur as you look deeper, this area of discomfort. And choosing whichever option is right for you in each moment. Knowing that the anchor of your breath and of the body is always there for you to return to. Always there for you in each present moment. When you're ready, allowing your awareness of the breath and of the body to remain in the background, but bringing your attention now to sound, the direct experience of sound. No need to create any sound or go looking for sound. But as you sit here, noticing what sound arrive for you at your ears. How would you describe those sounds? Are they loud? Are they soft? Are they constant? Are they changing? Are they from far away or nearby? Are they from within the body? Noticing also the rhythm of sounds. Sounds arising, remaining for a moment before passing on to be replaced by other sounds or to be replaced by silence. And sometimes your attention may be taken away by something other than sounds. Maybe a sound has created a story in your mind or triggered a thought. And acknowledging where your mind has gone to. And then gently bringing your attention back to the direct experience of each sound in each moment. And then when you're ready, letting your awareness of sounds remain in the background and bringing your attention now to any thoughts that arise from moment to moment. Not trying to push thoughts away, not trying to ignore thoughts, but looking clearly at what thoughts come into your mind. thoughts which are mental events, which are an authentic part of you. One way to look at thoughts is to imagine that your mind is a clear blue sky, and that thoughts are like clouds passing across the sky. Some thoughts can be light, fast moving, quickly disappearing. Some thoughts can be heavy and dark and slow moving and dominating the sky. But as with clouds in the sky, as with thoughts in your mind, looking at each thought and letting each thought move on its way without getting caught up in it. Just as thoughts are not your, clouds are not the sky, thoughts are not your mind. Recognizing them for what they are, and choosing to let them go, to be replaced by other thoughts. If you notice that your mind has become caught up in a thought and is moving along with it, and using the anchor of the breath to bring you back to this present moment. Allowing the thoughts to occur, but remaining anchored in the present moment. Maybe at times you notice certain emotions associated with thoughts. The emotions are boredom, irritation, sadness, anxiety. As best you can, when you notice these emotions, acknowledging the authenticity of them. Seeing where in the body these emotions may be creating certain sensations. And seeing, as with sound and as with thoughts, your emotions arising, remaining for a moment, before passing on. Like clouds in the sky. Now, letting your awareness of thoughts remain in the background, but allowing yourself allowing your attention to move from one sensation to the next. Allowing your attention to move from your breath to the body, to sounds, to thoughts, to emotions, to whatever's occurring in each moment. Flowing from one awareness to the next in each moment. Paying attention to each moment. Seeing what's really happening in the body, in the breath, in sounds, in thoughts. Opening up your attention. Seeing each as being distinct in its own right. And now bringing your awareness to the breath again. Being fully aware and awake with your direct experience, whatever that may be, from moment to moment. And bringing this heightened sense of awareness with you as you travel through the day.